Got the little light on. There it is.
There it is.
Good morning, everybody. It is March the 23rd, and this is the Subcommittee on Education of Full Ways and Means. And we are here today to move on the 5507 and 5514 chiropractic examiners and dentistry. And so I'll start by opening a work session on Senate Bill 5507.
Okay. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 5507 is the budget bill for the Board of Chiropractic Examiners. The LFO recommended budget is $2,065,164 in other funds with six positions and 5.1 FTE. This budget represents a 6.8% increase from the 15-17 legislatively approved budget and a 0% change from the 17-19 current service level. There is one adjustment in the LFO package, which is to revise the beginning balance for the agency. This will be a common adjustment that you'll see in these, and since there's been more time passed since the original budget development process, we're better able to predict the ending fund balance for the agency, which then becomes the beginning balance for the agency in the 17-19 biennium. And the projected ending balance is $357,372 in other funds, which is equivalent to roughly 4 months of operating expenditures.
Which is about the minimum that we like to see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's an amendment?
There is an amendment. If people want to do the LFO recommendation first.
Mr. Chair?
Madam Co-Chair.
I move we accept the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5507.
Okay, you've heard the motion. Is there any discussion of the motion? Is there any objections to the motion? Motion is adopted.
Okay, and then we'll move on
now to the amendment.
We can do the amendment. I had it at the end of the session, but we can do the amendment right now as well, just to make sure that we get all of the paperwork covered before we finally move the dollars. The next item on the list is the key performance measures. There are some recommended adjustments on behalf of from a request from the agency. The LFO recommends approval of the higher targets for KPMs 3, 5, and 6. However, the proposed language adjustment for KPM 6, which was to change the selected response from excellent, good, fair, and poor to excellent, above average, average, and below average, should be denied because this KPM is used statewide for all of the state agencies. Mm. And making an exception would create inconsistencies with the statewide data reporting. So we do recommend denying that request. And then we do recommend the approval of the new KPMs number 8, 9, and 10.
Madam Co-Chair.
Mr. Chair, I recommend that we move, I move that we accept the LFO recommendation on key performance measures to Senate Bill 5507.
Okay, you've heard the motion. Is there discussion of the motion? Is there any objections to the motion? Performance measures are adopted.
Okay, and then the final thing is the Dash 1 Amendment, which is online on OLIS, which is recommending a final budget approval of $2,065,164 in other funds, six positions, 5.1 FTE, and all these changes are reflected in the Dash 1 Amendment.
Co-chair.
Mr. Co-chair, I move the Dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 5507.
Okay. Is there discussion of the motion? Is there any objections? Motion is adopted.
Okay. And finally, Mr. Co-chair.
Go ahead.
I move Senate Bill 5507 as amendment to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Discussion of the motion. Any objections to the motion? 5507 is on its way to full Ways and Means. Senator Thompson, you want to handle this one?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, I wanted it so bad.
I got him.
Senator Thompson to the Senate and to or to full Ways and Means and to the Senate. And Madam Co-Chair, who?
Parrish, maybe?
I guess
or
I'm
Wisnet?
I'm not.
Wisnet?
I think I'm the next one.
Okay, I think okay. Representative Wisnant is next in line.
Wisnant will carry to the House.
Great.
And with that, we will close the work session on 5507 and open a work session on 5514, the Board of Dentistry.
Co-Chair Monroe, members of the committee, as you said, Senate Bill 5514 is the Board of Dentistry's budget bill. Included in this is the LFO recommendation for the 2017-19 budget is $3,315,858. This includes 8 positions and 8 FTE. This is a 8.9% increase from the 2015-17 legislatively approved budget. With this budget, it would be an estimated any balance of $719,701, which is approximately 5.2 months of operating. In the LFO recommended budget, there are a number of packages that we're recommending approval. I'll go through those real quick to put them in the record. Package 101 includes additional Board of Dentistry security. This package includes $8,000 of other funds limitation to provide contract security at public board meetings. Package 102, this package includes $20,000 of other funds limitation for the purchase of tablets to be used by board members for board materials rather than the paper binders. Package 103 includes $8,535 other funds limitation for additional board meetings related to patient safety initiatives that the board identified during its spring 2016 strategic planning session. The plan is for 3 additional board meetings this upcoming biennium to discuss those safety initiatives. Package 104, this package includes $16,680 of other funds limitation for increases in board member per diem compensation. The 2016 rate was $140 a day. It's expected to go up to $152 a day. And the final package is an 801. This is an LFO analyst adjustment. This package includes a reduction of $40,000 of other funds limitation in professional services for the phasing out of contract investigator costs now that the dental investigator position, which was approved in 2015, is fully implemented.
So, again, the ending balance, about 5 months' worth?
Correct.
That's in the range that we like, that 4 to 5 months. And, again, people would say, well, isn't bigger better? Wouldn't it be better if we had a year ending balance or something like that? And the problem with that is some of us that have been around here a while know that the big co-chairs sometimes do something called sweeping. And if there's too much ending balance in some of these small agencies and they're looking for additional money somewhere, they sort of sweep it up. So having the appropriate amount of ending balance, and again, in the 4 to 5 month is perfect, is safer for the agency. They're not going to get swept, and yet it's enough that they can continue for the whole biennium without any fee increases. So this is a very healthy number is what I'm telling you. And Madam Co-Chair, do we have a motion?
Mr. Co-Chair, I move we accept the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5514.
Okay. Heard the motion. Is there discussion of the motion? Any objections to the motion? It's adopted. Is there an amendment?
Co-Chair, let me get to the
Go ahead.
Key performance measures first.
Okay, key performance measures next.
So the legislatively proposed 2017-19 key performance measures. You'll find a copy of this on OLIS. There are no changes, no proposed new KPMs. We did adjust the targets on the time to investigate complaints. That had been at 6 months for a while, and as they discussed during their budget hearing, that hasn't been a realistic number for them to get to with the backlog. Now that they have the dental investigator, we adjusted those targets up to about 7.5 months, was kind of what the subcommittee had talked about, at least bumping it up a little bit to give it more of a reasonable target, but still a challenge to shoot for. So that's the only change to the KPMs. So the LFO recommendation would be to approve the 2017-19 key performance measures and targets as proposed.
And the target will be 7.5 months. What's the current
The last
time.
Yeah, the last report, Co-Chair Monroe, members of the committee, was 11 months.
Okay. But we hope with the new person that we allowed them to hire that that'll come down to a more appropriate level. Okay, very good. Madam Co-Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Heard the motion. Any objections? Discussion? Motion's adopted.
Co-Chair Monroe, members of the committee, the last item, there's no budget notes for this budget bill. The last item is the amendment. Senate Bill 5514 has a dash one, which changes the amount. It deletes the original dollar figure and inserts the $3,315,858.
Madam Co-Chair.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the dash one amendment to Senate Bill 5514.
Any discussion? Any objections? Boy, everybody's just moving right through today.
In that case, Madam Co-Chair, I move Senate Bill 5514 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Again, any discussion for the Board of Dentistry? Okay, any objections? Motion carried. I'd like to assign the full Ways and Means and the Senate to my favorite retired dentist, Senator Girard. And Madam Co-Chair, to the House.
I'd be happy to do it unless Representative Parrish is ready for her first carry this time. Representative Parrish is.
Parrish to the House.
I like to share the love.
Share the love.
As you know.
Okay, anything else?
That's fine.
For the good of the order?
For the good of the order.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Woosnett.
I see we're doing the heck on Monday. Is that going to, is their budget ready to, going to approve their budget, or is it
going to take several days?
Okay, good.
I think we spend about 2 weeks.
Thank you, Mr.
Spend about 2 weeks on heck.
Okay, follow up. So when we approve their budget, if a bill has not, is going to impact their budget, is that done in reconciliation bill
yes.
or what, later at the end of this? Okay.
Yeah, what often happens is, we pass a essentially a preliminary budget based on known existing resources, and then if we get additional resources, want to make an adjustment, there's the so-called Christmas tree bill at the end of the session.
That's where it's
and
done.
That's where it's done.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Anything else? Well, thank you all for coming and. Boy, 15 minutes. Okay. That was pretty good work. We're adjourned.
Good thing we're
adjourned.
Good thing we're